three words, remembered from childhood, provided the first clues to Alex Haley's African roots. A name, Kinte. A stringed instrument, Ko. The name of a river, Kambe Bolongo. Starting from these memories, Alex Haley began a search for his ancestral home. The search ended when he identified the precise village in Africa where his forebear was kidnapped into slavery. The story of Alex Haley's people, the story of many black people, is told in the book Roots. Information on the very earliest members of Haley's family came from a griot, a kind of African oral historian who could recall century-old family events. In New York, Alex Haley told Janice Adams of his experience with the griot who could remember Haley's African ancestors.
I was just astounded to hear that somebody knew such as that. And they told me the reason I was so surprised is because I come from this culture here, where, as they put it, we have become so accustomed to the crutch of print that we've almost forgotten what the human memory is capable of. And they got me eventually to a man, a griot. I was told how the Kinte clan had been begun in the old Mali. And a branch of that clan had moved into Mauritania, and out of Mauritania had come one son of that clan. And I should point out that this man, Kareba Kunta Kinte, was a marabu, which is to say a holy man of the Muslim faith. And he went down into the country called the Gambia, and there he took a wife, and by Yesa he begot a son whose name was Omaro. When he had 30 reigns, or 30 years of age, he took a wife, and by her, roughly in the decade we on our calendars would describe as between 1750 and 1760, he begot four sons. The old man telling me all these stories, at intervals when he named somebody, would stop and tell something about that individual later when they were adult. And when he had gotten down to the level of those four brothers, he stopped. He said about the time the king's soldiers came, the eldest of these four brothers, Kunta, went away from this village to chop wood, and he was never seen again. And he went on with his story. Well, I sat there as if I was galvanized, because that man in backcountry Africa had no way in the world to know I had grown up in Little Henning, Tennessee, hearing my grandmother, my Aunt Liz, all these old ladies talking about that African antecedent of ours in Virginia, who always had insisted his name was Kinte, and who always had said he was chopping wood when he was captured, and so forth.
How'd you feel?
How did I feel? I guess the word I can best use is fulfilled, and that was something, you know.
You found your roots, and you went back. What does your experience with roots tell you just about yourself?
Well,
now,
one of the very first things that impressed itself upon me was that histories have been written by the winners predominantly. So they are distorted right off the bat. Now, I'm not talking about just black history. I'm talking about histories per se. And what we really look at is how societies image different things. Black has been given a negative image lots of ways for practical reasons from the point of view of that society. We have been being shaped with distorted, half-truth images, whatnot. And if you do this, eventually you pay the price for that. If you do not deal with what is the reality, then you be very certain that the reality is going to deal with you. And nobody escapes that. And we, in so many ways, do not deal with the reality. I'm talking about socially.
With all of this, it's been 12 years now that you've been working on the book. The research, the processes, something sustained you okay. When many of us read about various elements of black history for the first time, when we read about it, it's an extremely painful experience to go through how people were captured, the absolute atrocities that were performed on some of the people. In the case of your four times great-grandfather cutting off a foot or being castrated as a choice. What allowed you to overcome, or did you, the pain of going through that in order to come up with roots?
I didn't overcome the pain. I don't, you know, there were times I was jubilant, high, when certain things were happening, you know, in the book. You identify so with, you tend to reflect in your person what's happening in the book. And other than that, some of the things you described, let me tell you, I have sat and cried a whole lot at the typewriter. I could get up and walk around and start thinking about something and cry when I was in that writing process. I tried as best I can to share, know, feel the pains they felt.
And for young people who are going through that same process now for the first time and who may go through it in reading Roots?
Yeah, I think so. Young people and old ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope they get past them because it gets better as it goes along.
Alex Haley, author of Roots. He spoke with Janice Adams. This January, the story told in Roots will be portrayed on television in a special ABC series.